Hello, everybody. So today is going to be a three-card spread. And the deck that I'm choosing today is the Archangel Michael Sword of Light Oracle deck. And I pulled three cards for you today. So if you are listening to this message, it is divine timing. Doesn't matter what day you're hearing this or listening to this, whether it's on my wherever you listen to your favorite podcast or if you're watching on my YouTube channel, just understanding that believing in divine timing, there is no time, there is no space. So understanding you are perfectly led to this perfect moment. So the three cards I pulled were number 26, recognize the signs from above, look at the feathers, look at the bird, look at the colors that are coming in. I also pulled number 36, trust your angels. Again, lots of movement with our angels. And number 40, with this beautiful flower with the movement. Again, I'm seeing movement going around the flower. And this is, you're ready for more. It's number 40. So I'm going to read the description on the cards and I'll just see what else Source wants to share with you today. And if you like these videos, please consider liking, subscribing, or if you're following me on a podcast, thank you. I truly appreciate it. Okay, so number 26, recognize the signs from above. Lots of movement on this card. Angels are sending you messages now, but you're too distracted to notice. Stay alert and open to divine guidance. So often we say, I'm not getting any messages. I'm not hearing anything. You're right. You're right. Because that energy, that intentional energy of I can't, I'm not, that's powerful too. So let's just release that and breathe into that and just see what it might show up for. How it might show up for you could be you might get the perfect message from a friend, or you happen to hear something on a podcast, or you happen to open a book to the exact quote you need to see or read. It is amazing how these different messages will come across. Or if you, like me, like to look at angel numbers on the license plates and look up the meaning of angel numbers, it just seems like spirit is constantly working with us in the way that we're going to recognize the signs. So just pay attention and see what you notice. Number 36, trust your angels. This is pretty self-explanatory, but this says, let go of your expectations of how your dreams will come true. Trust that heaven has a perfect plan. Again, it comes back to the trusting, and also it ties in perfectly that our angels are trying to get through to us, but we're also needing to learn how to trust the process and trust the plan. And finally, this all comes together beautifully with card number 40. You're ready for more. Your career is growing and blossoming. Now is the time to make the changes you have been contemplating. And take into consideration that career might not necessarily be, for example, if you are retired, career doesn't necessarily have to be an actual career. It might be a new project. It might be a new volunteer opportunity. So our angels are trying to send us messages. Let's trust our angels, and we're ready for more and for expansion. And we listen to all those signs, or we see the signs and we listen to the messages. It makes our life a little bit easier. And I know I am just like you in terms of not always listening, not always trusting, not always paying attention, and letting the monkey mind of the ego get in the way. So I totally get it. So let's do a little energy clearing around this. So we're going to set the intention for this. Choose what feels best for you. But I'm feeling like the intention here is just to help clear whatever obstacles, inviting an Archangel Michael, especially since we're working with the Archangel Michael deck. Archangel Michael is here to help clear those obstacles and clear those paths. We have to ask for that energy to help work with us. Spirit will never, ever, ever go against our free will. So intentionally asking for assistance from our guides, our angels, or our loved ones is extremely helpful as part of the process. So Archangel Michael, let's invite Archangel Michael to help clear those obstacles for us so that we can see the signs and more readily hear or feel and see the signs. Let's also ask that we are able to open up our hearts so we can trust the process and trust our angels and trust our spirit team, so that whatever it is that we are stepping forward into is going to be opening up just like a beautiful flower. Surrounding the session with the beautiful gold and white light, Let's really feel that connection with Mother Earth, with the grounding cord from the base of our spine all the way down to Mother Earth. Let's invite in cosmic energy of love and light to go down our back, up our front, down our arms or wrists or hands or fingertips. Feel that cosmic energy of love and light coming from within and out the top of our head like a beautiful waterfall, just really bathing our energetic space. And I'm being guided to rock back and forth on this. So I feel like we're just being gently bathed and rocked and supported. Now let's bring forth the intention setting rose. Let's move that around our energetic space to collect any low vibe energies, any unconscious belief systems that are outdated and no longer serve us, any chaos energies that may be consciously or unconsciously sent our way. Let's just have the intention that our rose is going to collect all those low vibe energies. And when you're ready, give that rose to source, or if you feel guided to send that out to the very edge of the universe and just have it go poof. Let's feel that connection with our heart center, with divine source of love and light. And setting the intention that we are only working with the high vibrational frequencies of love and light. Thank you. So I'm going to challenge us for a moment, but I just want to acknowledge that for this one here, that source is working with the heart center. So as I'm working with heart center, I can feel my throat is starting to get a little itchy. And this feels like as we are opening up our heart center, our communication once again is going to be worked with very gently. So it's easier for us to make that communication and perhaps take those steps. And also communication I'm hearing with listening and guidance with our spirit team, with our angel team. So breathe into your throat, please. As we channel energies of love, like and it's not a coincidence that I am seeing Archangel Michael stepping forward with his beautiful, beautiful blue sword and also his shield. And I'm feeling that the shield and the sword are working together, just kind of like I see the shield is just like, we're going to clear this away and we're going to cut and we're going to release cords and we're going to clear it away and we're going to cut and release cords. And these energies are working with heart center, working down to open up all the way up from our heart, all the way up to the throat. All right, let's take a nice gentle cleansing breath here. Into heart center, up through the throat. And as I acknowledge this, I can feel my left nostril is getting itchy. So it's really helping to open up the communication. And when you think about the left side, this is the feminine energy that's opening up in communication. So this is linking there. Perhaps making the communication easier for us to connect with our team. And I also want to acknowledge there are tears here. So for some of us, this is gently releasing. There could be some grief and sorrow we need to clear through, being very patient and gentle with ourselves. All right, let's now feel that grounding cord with Mother Earth at the base of our spine all the way down to her crystalline core. Really set the intention of being grounded, centered, and balanced. Sending our love and appreciation to Mother Earth, our love and appreciation to the divine source of love and light, our love and appreciation to one another and to the connectedness. Please remember, we are fully supported, we are fully protected, and we are fully loved. Thank you. Love and blessings.